more sunshine comes into your life, you deserve good things. And as you do, hopefully you will consider this to be this Good Day program that's on the air every day for 6 hours. You can download it, podcast it, you can send it to the moon, you can do whatever you want.
Send it to your mother, send it to the moon.
The drama queen is here.
Hi.
Jennifer Horn, the queen of cheap is here. We have all kinds of queens. Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler is not a queen.
Yes, I'm not a queen. Thank you.
Thank you for pointing that out. I'm very grateful.
All right, let's see here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, he's not a queen either, will be with us in a few minutes. Check out the medical news. Dr. Joy Brown, who some consider to be somewhat of a queen. She'll be here with us in the next half hour talking about something psychological. And we also have in the next half hour the winner of our Dream Big America contest for this week.
Winner, chicken dinner.
No, they get more than a chicken dinner. They get to go into the slot. What do we have? We have one more week of the regular weekly competition. Then we have the big end-of-the-month deal. And the winner gets $19,000, $20,000 worth of cash prizes and help with their business.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So we'll explain all that as we move along. The story of the morning that I find most distressing is something that actually is akin to another similar incident that took place a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago. Time goes so fast, I don't remember. Time go fast. 15-year-old, this is the story of 15-year-old Anthony Stokes.
Yes.
Who has been unfairly denied, according to his family, a heart transplant.
Oh, I've heard about this guy.
Because he didn't keep up with his medicine and doctor's appointments. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta declined to comment on this case. It is explained via a statement that was released. We, quote, follow a very specific criteria in determining eligibility for a transplant of any kind. His family and his friends have said that they think the non-compliance is an excuse. He had bad grades, has had run-ins with the law as a juvenile, and that's the real reason they don't want to give him a heart. American Heart Association has pointed out the ability to keep up with medication is a vital requirement for the heart transplant.
And, you know, and that's what is needing, we need clarification, because if it is that they're discriminating against him because he's a bad student, that's terrible. But if it, I mean, they're going to go with the best candidate, and if this kid isn't keeping up with his medication and doing what he's supposed to do, then I totally understand why they might have given it to someone who's really, really trying to stay in good health for a transplant.
Yep. Well,
would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess. I think that we all know that hearts are very scarce resources, so under the circumstances, yes, you have to be prudent.
Yep.
But I think they haven't handled it particularly well,
at least from a public relations standpoint.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of the way I look at it. I don't know, and I wouldn't want to. I mean, they're playing God, in a sense, deciding who gets them and who doesn't get them. Just because this kid may have come from a bad background and he's black, does that mean he's less deserving?
No, I would say that hopefully it has nothing to do with the fact that he's black and comes from a bad background. I would hope that it comes from the fact that he's got to be, you know, sticking to a routine, because they're going to give the transplant, I almost said the implant, the transplant to the most viable person.
Yeah.
The one most likely to survive.
The one most likely to succeed,
in a sense. Yeah, okay. Comments on Facebook, Twitter, any of that stuff floating around there, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Not about this, but lots of conversation about summer songs on our Facebook page.
You know, the really important stuff.
Well, it is. This is good stuff. The reason it's there is because the Beach Boys' Surf in USA has been voted the best summer song of all time. We highlight that across a couple of different stories at DougStephan.com, including our video of the day. So what are folks saying, Kenny?
Robert, Gary, and Rich all agree that Surfing USA by the Beach Boys should be the number one all-time summer song. But Tim says it should be In the Summertime from Mungo Jerry.
Really? All right, we'll play that in a few minutes at the, what we call it, the 23 here. All right, that's good, Kenny. Thank you. There is, I guess, maybe plural, there are some alarmist news stories that would have you believe that college students today actually have less sex than their peers 15 years ago. study from the University of Portland out this week, looking at the self-reported sexual behavior of students who went to college between 2002 and 2010, comparing that with students from 1988 to 1996. About 59% of the former group said that they were conjugal once a week or more, compared to 65% for the older former students. The two groups almost exactly as likely to say that they'd had two or more partners since turning 18. Our results provide no evidence that there has been a sea change in the sexual behavior of college students. I remember.
Why are you...
Because I'm thinking back to when I was in college.
Did you get a lot of action?
I didn't.
Well, I'll tell you, the dorms of the college... No, my daughter's going to college now in New York City, in Manhattan. And the dorms, when you walk into the dorms by the mailboxes, there's a stand with a huge bowl, and the bowl is full of protection.
Okay, that wasn't the case when I was in school.
Of various different brands and sizes and what have you, but it's right there by the mailboxes for the kids. You know, anyone who comes in, it's there, it's at your discretion. Which I think, you know, kind of took some parents a little by surprise.
Is it next to a bowl of jelly beans?
Right, yeah, when they...
don't mix them up!
They did the college tour, you know.
I think the college would be smart to not have that stuff hanging around in the college
tour. You know, on the other hand, you know, they know it's going on. And like, okay, if you're going to do this, then you'll be smart about it.
All right. Well, there's a reflection, and that's what we're about here. We're reflecting what's going on. It's 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken joins us in a couple of minutes with his weekly report, the update from the world of medicine, coming right up here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts most highly regarded on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken and I share time every weekend. You might want to look for it on this radio station or other stations or online. We have 2 hours over the weekend that's devoted to questions and answers about what's going on with your health and well-being, news notes, that sort of thing. So we have a number of things to be concerned with or about, I guess. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you power swabs. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ken asked me just before we went on the air how my daughter was. Megan, you may have heard me mention this yesterday or the day before or whenever I first started talking about it, a week or so ago. She had a large growth in her uterus, and the doctor said, okay, this will take about an hour to... And then 3.5 hours later, she's still there because they found a cyst on her ovaries. She'd be horrified if I'm probably talking about this. I'm getting on a plane later today.
We won't tell her.
Spend a couple of days with her. Anyway, well, I posted some on her Facebook page yesterday, and she took it down because she didn't want a lot of people to know that she was going through this. Hello.
That was much
surprise. Lots of people know. So, Ken, why is it that here are these, that she's not like gone to Schlock City. She's at UCLA Medical Center, for God's sakes, which is one of the best places in the country because she's a prof there. So they get their medical care at UCLA. And I'm wondering why it is that they sort of surprise found a cyst when you're looking around in there, you would have thought they'd have seen it.
Well, you see, even the best can be surprised, and that's why often us doctors, we run behind, because you just often don't know what is going to happen. I would imagine that it was just not clearly seen on the ultrasound when she had it. What did they end up doing about it? Did they
check it out?
That's right.
She was on the table for 3 hours plus. And I talked to her last night. Man, was she groggy. Yeah. And the other thing about it is that they throw her, she's in the hospital yesterday and today, and then she's gonzo. They don't keep her in any longer because of even, it's their own circumstance, their own insurance, but they don't want people in. I suppose they figure they can convalesce at home. Less expensively.
It's unfortunate. That's the reality of the world today. But I would ask the doctor, you know, I don't want to get into their heads. I would ask the doctor, how come we didn't know about this before the surgery?
Well, I sort of said that to her husband, Matthew, to ask, see if that comes out. Meanwhile, here's a serious story about a 12-year-old infected with some kind of brain-eating amoeba being treated in Miami. What's the story with that?
Mom and Dad, listen up. The parents of 12-year-old Zachary Reyna, they're praying for a miracle, hoping that Zachary can overcome this rare brain-eating infection in his brain. It's called Naegleria fowleri, the microscopic single-cell living amoeba. Doug, it's commonly found in freshwater lakes, ponds, and rivers, and is usually fatal once it's infecting a human. Only three humans have survived this since the early 1960s, once infected. It's a medical mystery, though, why some people who swim in amoeba-containing water get the fatal nervous system condition while many others don't. The parasite, it generally enters the body through the nose and travels up to the brain. Once inside, the amoeba can cause brain infection called, you ready, it's a mouthful, amoebic meningoencephalitis, and it destroys the brain tissue. The initial symptoms to watch for, they usually start within 1 to 7 days, and they may include headache, fever, nausea, vomiting. It progresses rapidly, and other symptoms can include stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, seizures, and hallucinations. So how do you prevent this? People can reduce the risk of becoming infected, Doug, by limiting the amount of water going up the nose, avoiding water-related activities in warm, fresh water when temperatures are high and water levels are low, and avoid digging in or stirring up sediment while in shallow, warm, fresh water areas.
That's not going to happen. None of those things are going to happen, because people in the warm weather love to jump into those ponds and lakes and streams and stuff.
Fortunately, this is rare. There was an Arkansas girl a month ago who actually was the third person who survived this. The CDC approved an experimental drug. She lived, and they just yesterday approved this experimental drug for this young boy. It's not clear yet whether he's going to get it, but people around Florida, they're really thinking about him.
All right, here's something to think about. Yellow teeth make you smile less, you become self-conscious. Yellow stained teeth can also make you look old and unhealthy, and the health aspect of this is what concerns and interests Ken.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it takes and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards, Doug. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs use naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so that teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile to go with that summer tan? So call now to get a risk-free deal.
800-867-4089. Call now. Risk-free. The chance to get free shipping is yours. Mention Dr. Ken. 800-867-4089. Get the perfect smile with power swabs. 800-867-4089.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We don't even have that now.
You got women, on your mind.
Summertime songs. Now, a couple of months ago, the first day of summer, I would believe that was almost a couple of months ago today, 15th, so it would be 7 weeks ago, first day of summer, we played all of these songs, just to kind of get a reference point. These songs make you feel good. So, what does it do to you psychologically? This is, I'm sitting here, sort of lamenting loss. And I'm thinking about how quickly, I remember coming back from California after the winter, and I don't know whether I think the winter was long or short. I don't know, it was good because Meredith came out a couple of times and visited, and then I drove her back from Florida first part of April, and it honestly feels like, in some respects, yesterday. And it was how many months ago? And what have we done between April and August? Except wish the time wouldn't go as quickly as it has gone.
Always goes too fast.
I know, it really does.
Always.
Yeah, it just seems to. At any rate, we can sort of mitigate that somewhat with Mungo Jerry here. And in the summertime, it was one of the candidates for best summer song of all time, but it didn't win. Also, what was number two on the list? I think, Kenny, you told me it was
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett. But the winner was Surfing USA. We have that story. And the video of the day, which has the song, very cool, the updated version, if you will, of it, with the Beach Boys getting together, not wanting to necessarily, but there was a lot of money in it for all of them, so that's kind of what they did. All right, so let's move on to something else that is of interest today. And the reason that I find this interesting is because over the weekend, The Rocketeer, remember that? That was done in the 1990s, Bill Campbell, I think that was the name of the guy who played the Rocketeer, and one of the James Bond guys was the baddie. I can't remember. He was in three of them. What was the name of the bad guy? You remember Kenny in the movie The Rocketeer? Isn't it awful? I can see his face now. I could name you any number of James Bonds except I can't name you this guy. And he was probably not important.
Timothy Dalton.
Dalton, thank you.
Yes, there you go.
Timothy Dalton. All right, so anyway, the concept of the Rocketeer and those backpacks been around since Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes was trying to develop one of these things and never got anywhere with it. Well, it seems that according to the story that's today at DougStephan.com, New Zealand developers have gotten flying permits from regulators to try to test a real personal jetpack. They're trying them now, hopefully going to start selling them in a couple of years. Would you buy one of these things? Martin Aircraft. They're the ones that are developing these things. They were given a certificate to certify this thing was legit. Now they want to start selling these things in a year or so. They said, for us, it's a very important step because it moves it out of what I call a dream into something reality-based. the brainchild of inventor Glenn Martin, who started working on this 30 years ago. And that's, by the way, where the idea for the movie came from. And there's a television show called The Flying Thunderbirds. And he also said he was inspired by Lost in Space and some of these other shows, like even the Jetsons. So the jetpack, however it's made, it's got to be small enough and light enough so you can put it on your back. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks, are you interested, or would you be interested, in buying your own personal jetpack? A, yes, can't wait. B, maybe, depending on how expensive they are. C, maybe the second or third model after get the bugs worked out. There'll be a few splatters, I'm betting. D, I doubt it. It just looks too dangerous for me. And E, I'm not interested at all. So I didn't check that story out. If you dream a lot, this is a great story for dreamers about the jetpack at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, when was the last time you saw a movie at a drive-in? 79% of you said you couldn't remember the last time you went to a drive-in. Dr. Joy Brown talks about premature loss of loved ones coming up here on Good Day.
The day Frank Sinatra jumped off Shirley Jones' carousel. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. A whole generation knows Shirley Jones for the 1960s sitcom The Partridge Family. But she was also an Oscar winner in 1960's Elmer Gantry with Burt Lancaster.
You think I'm really going to sit still for a shakedown?
Baby, who's going to take the word of a five-buck hooker against Elmer Gantry?
The old badger game, huh?
And she was the biggest movie musical star of the late 50s, starring in Oklahoma and one year later, Carousel.
If I loved you.
Her original co-star in Carousel was supposed to be Frank Sinatra, but he walked off the set. In her new autobiography and during a recent visit to our studio, Shirley explained that it was decades before she learned the real reason why.
When he came to location, we'd done everything. Costumes, pre-recording, everything.
Yeah, I love you.
And we get up to Boothbay Harbor, Maine. He sees the two cameras, and he says, why the two cameras? Everybody knew that we were shooting in two separate processes. He said, does that mean I have to do more than one take? And the director said, well, perhaps sometime. He said, I signed to do one movie, not two. Back in the car, back to the airport. We lost our leading man.
With the whole cast and crew waiting, the producer begged Shirley to get a hold of her friend Gordon McRae, who co-starred with her in Oklahoma.
Gave me some quarters. I'm on a dock with a payphone. Put him in and got Gordon on the phone and said, you want to play Billy Bigelow in Carousel? He said, give me 3 days. I have to lose 10 pounds. Gordon, we became close friends.
What was the real reason, Frank?
Well, the real reason, I just found this out a few years ago. Ava Gardner called him and said she was in Africa doing Magambo with Clark Gable, and she said, unless you get your fanny down here, I'm having an affair with Gable. And he left to go and meet her in Africa.
A little manipulative there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my whole interview with Shirley at youtube.com/moviesforgrownups. And Shirley Jones, a memoir.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health. health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For Dr. Joy Brown. Or you can sit down. Or if you're driving, don't allow anybody in the car to touch the radio.
Both hands on the wheel, please.
Both hands on the wheel. We're going to talk about premature loss of a loved one, among other things, and psychologically how you deal with that with Dr. Joy in a few moments. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler. Kessler.
Usually it's just pronounced Kessler.
The cough is silent.
Well,
yes.
I just had some. There's a new kind of nut that I found. And
oh, you fell for that one.
The wheels are coming off. The wheels of the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Winner is... Michael. Actually, I have two different things to announce in terms of winners. First, the winner of our Big Dream Big America contest, the weekly contest, which this week saw us entertain the ideas of Bombad Bahar, who ran a company called Exergy with great ways for efficient compressors to help the world be a safer place, the air better with compressors that don't use bad stuff. Pam Cooper, who represented Boosterville, which is a company that's involved in helping you pay your bills and that sort of thing. It was pretty good technology. And then there was Funleo Alibi, who's the founder of Shea Radiance in Columbia, Maryland. Boosterville is in Memphis, and Exergy is in Georgetown, Delaware. So we had a good variety of locations. This is the closest voting to date, and believe it or not, there were 2,000 more voters this week than there were last week. So the interest in this is picking up rapidly to the point where we have thousands and thousands of people paying attention to this contest. And what we're trying to do, if you don't know what the whole idea is behind Dream Big America, we're trying to encourage entrepreneurialism in our country. Every week we put together three different entrepreneurs who have a service or an idea or a product, and we have them for 2 minutes explain what they're doing. And then people can go to our website, dreambigamerica.us, and vote vote on who they think is the best candidate that week. There are three of those contests every month. Then the fourth week of the month, we put the three winners of the previous 3 weeks together and come up with a monthly winner. Gets $19,000-$20,000 in cash prizes and help in encouraging and promoting their business, managing their business. And then they're going to be eligible for a contest that will pit them against other entrepreneurs around the country and around the world. The winnings there will be $1 million. So, who is the person that is the winner this week? Funleo Alibi. Did I pronounce that right when she was on with us? I think I did. Funleo Alibi, Shea Radiance, won.
Yay, congratulations.
This week. Yes, congratulations to her. And so who will fill in on the third slot next week? We have from Raleigh, North Carolina, Sanitation Creation, an odorless, waterless toilet.
Ew. Oh.
From Johnson, Iowa, Bid on My Job, which connects homeowners and small businesses with local professionals to have people bid you want to do a new roof on your house. That's the way to do it online. And from Denver, Colorado, Hot Straw, the only reusable straw for hot drinks. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, fun. Right.
So those will be in the offing for next week. Again, congratulations to our winner this week, who is a lady that I was impressed with, Funleo Alibi and Shea Radiance. All right, so 23 minutes before the hour, the other winner to announce today is E.L. James. Do you know who E.L. James is?
Oh, yeah. Is he the, can I say?
Yeah.
Is he the 50 Shades of Grey guy?
50 Shades of Grey is E.L. James. You are very smart. Topping Forbes' list of the top-selling authors of the year.
Oh, he's got to be loaded.
$95 million he made selling 50 Shades of Grey. Isn't there a movie coming out?
Who's she?
And she.
Oh,
she
must is. That's
loaded.
Right, too. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a movie. They actually, Universal optioned all three books because there's actually three in the series. So
right.
Universal has them all, and the first one's already being made.
I know.
How they're
going to
do that on a mainstream release, I have no idea.
Well, I've not read it, but I know enough people who have that made me think about...
it's mom porn.
Well, it's interesting because when all you have to do... is you know, the I'm using this as an example. Meredith got a new horse and she named it Gray, and everybody knew what the reference was. I think that's the kind of stuff. Very interesting how that this thing really took over pop culture. I think earlier in the year. Anyway, the second most wealthy author.
Can I guess?
Yep.
Because I would have to say it's got to be James Patterson.
It is.
$91
million for Along Came a Spider.
And you know what's funny is his books are always good. I mean, some are better than the rest, but they're usually always pretty good.
Hunger Games, Suzanne Collins, $55 million, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly.
Really?
Number four, $28 million.
His books are a huge hit.
Big
and he's
success.
Got that other one coming out, Killing Jesus, will be out in September.
Yep. And then Danielle Steele, the romance novelist, is $26
million. Hanging on. Good
for her. I'm writing a book. I'm going to be on this list maybe next year.
What shall it be called?
It's a love story told from a man's perspective. How's
that?
Okay. Yeah? You into that? Wait, you will be, actually, because I'll probably talk about it.
I'll have no choice. Why, yes, I'll love it.
Yes,
sir.
You will.
No, actually, we still have prizes to send out.
Yeah.
Nice,
Michael. Very nice, Michael. All right, speaking of prizes, the prize, for those of you who have been listening and waiting for Dr. Joy Brown, comes up in just a moment. I want to get serious.
Better than a Doug Steffen book.
I think. Well, she's written some very good books.
I know,
Yeah, she's written some really good books. She's a great author, great commentator, and has great advice. So Dr. Joy joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ba, ba,
are black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
One of the great radio personalities for many years in our country. I'm not trying to make her sound old, but she's been around for a while. Dr. Joy Brown is here with us for her weekly visit, talking about things that are pertinent to values and judgments and things that people have to deal with in life. You can dial her up. She's on the air every day from noon until 3 East Coast time. And her number is 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-DR-JOY. So, I was talking to a friend of mine who had a really heartbreaking and sort of heartwarming story about the death of his wife. And, excuse me, this woman was the love of his life, a person for whom he had, after 18 years of not being with her, still found no replacement. They met, they fell in love, they married. She had, when they married, advanced breast cancer, and she didn't know it.
Mm.
And so they lived fast and furiously because there was no tomorrow. She fought the good fight. Husband stayed by her side. And the two of them said in a conversation that he repeated that they didn't feel like she lost the battle. She lost her life. But they had done extraordinary things in the time that they had together. And I was thinking about how this sort of thing happens. And I felt badly for the guy. You know, you can hear my voice. Really, a sad, sad story about somebody who really, really, really loved somebody. And they were sort of taken apart from each other. And I wonder how... How do you deal with that sort of thing?
There's a whole different way of looking at that.
in that it sounds like they married late. It sounds like they both had other experiences. And what they look, first of all, one of the things we have to remember, which we choose to ignore at our peril, but we do it all the time in the society, is none of us are getting out of here alive. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's true, and we all pretend it's not true, number one. Number two, it sounds like they lived a life that made huge sense to both of them, so that they didn't have a lot of time where they were apart, they didn't spend a lot of time arguing, and neither of them got involved in their relationship with other people. It sounds like because they were married later in life that they weren't distracted by the needs of the children, that they really had the essence of what I think a lot of people are looking for, that they were best friends, they were lovers, they traveled, they did all the things that people put off because they don't have money, or they're working on their career, or they're focused on their children, or all those other things. And they lived a life that made enormous sense to both of them, so that they could sort of, they both had the time together, they both had, he's left with the memories. And I'm not sure that that's any, you know, I think whenever someone, I mean, look, death is always about loss, but this was also about huge gain, and that they probably had a relationship that a lot of people who are going to live much longer lives envied.
That's sort of what I got away from. I mean, I would take away from this the people who love each other, and then for whatever the reason, something happens that may or may not be real, but it comes between them, and then you've lost all of that energy, and you think about, okay, life is short. Why wouldn't you want to get around whatever the problem was or deal with the problem and hold on to what you got when you consider who knows what tomorrow is about? Who knows?
But the point is that they had, I mean, what is true for all of us is we all understand that we're not getting out of here alive. We all understand that life is short on some level, on an intellectual level. They had it. They had their, you know, it was never far away from their vision. And I think because of that, and people talk about that all the time. At one point when I was in medical school, I was dealing with a lot of people who were either dying or some people who actually had near-death experiences. And the thing about people who've had near-death experiences, there's this really interesting phenomenon. It's actually has a name. It's called the halo effect. So for about a year or so after their near-death experience, they had a life like this couple had. But then what happens is that sense of peril and borrowed time or time as a gift fades, and so they go back to their lives as it was, which is in some ways too bad, in other ways obviously a coping mechanism. But because of her situation, it never faded. So they had that knife-edged present. They had that moment, you know, take everything you can, focus on it. And I think that it would be, our lives would be in some ways healthier and certainly more intense, but probably less sane. We would get less sane things done if we had that sense that, you know, tomorrow you may not be here. And I think some of us have it more than others. Some of us are, and of course I view my impatience as a huge virtue. Everybody else views me as a pain in the neck. You know, do it today, because we just don't know about tomorrow. But I think that you know, if you talk with people like that in some bizarre way, that is, it's only bizarre to the rest of us. To them, it makes huge sense. They would say that her breast cancer was the greatest gift they had, even though, I mean, that's a bizarre kind of statement.
It is,
because it focused them in a way that other people didn't. And she could just as easily have been hit by a car. He could have had a heart attack. I mean, there are all sorts of things that happen to people. You could get a bizarre infection. But the point is that they had the sense to live their life as if it was they were not going to have tomorrow's, because they knew that. And I think for the rest of us, what we need to do is make that decision whenever we're in the middle of, I could just strangle this person. Do I want to stay, or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, for heaven's sakes, find a solution. If you want to go, leave. But don't continue that, you know, the sulking and the pouting and the keeping of grudges, because we just don't know. And they had no regrets.
No, none. The good thing that maybe it'll get you started on your program later today, story like that. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Don't forget, you can join her at noontime every day. DrJoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This was an update of that Nancy Sinatra song. That may mean something to some of you or some of us, but it doesn't mean anything to others of you and others of us. If you're familiar, I always go to the lowest common denominator, which is Jennifer, because she's the youngest person here.
And the lowest common denominator, apparently.
Not in a negative sense, but any stretch of
imagination. In the nicest way possible.
Yes, absolutely the nicest way possible.
I call you the lowest common denominator. I say it with love.
Yes, right. Well, you can. I'll actually buy you lunch. Saturday, instead of you buying, unless we're going to go to Bob's Big Boy.
And then we'll buy.
Right, exactly. Well, maybe your father can get involved somewhere or another. Anyway, we got a legitimate reason for going there. Anyway, the song, These Boots Are Made for Walking, by Jessica Simpson from the movie The Dukes of Hazzard, which, believe it or not, boys and girls, was the number one movie during this week in 2005. Only eight scant years ago. She was out there, and actually, I did not see the movie, but I thought she was the right choice for that.
She filled out those shorts.
She did. Yep,
I'll say that she looked good in the film, but the movie was awful.
Of course, what did you expect? Of course, the television show was awful. What did you expect the movie to be?
I like that show.
Foolishness. All right, some news from Bruce Willis, amongst other things. Chucker has movie news in a moment. Happy to have you back with us again, although I did a pretty good job in your stead, Chucker, as you can imagine.
I have no doubt you did.
All right, so we have our movie in question. The number one movie this week in 2002 is a movie called...
2012.
Oh, thank you.
That too.
Yeah, that too.
Just last year.
There's a movie called You Fill in the Blank at 888-302-3684. We have three audio clues. See if you can figure them out. And if you do, you're going to be on your way to heaven. All right, here's the first clue.
I've seen a mustache like that before. You know who wore it? Saddam Hussein. And I believe we never caught two of his sons, Uday and Falafel.
I love
that. 888-302-3684. Number one movie during this week in 2012, just so, as a year ago. And just so we don't mess up your mind too much, if you name it and you have a pet, we'll give you some hugs and kisses.
Something about punching babies in here.
888-302-3684. Next clue.
Education is our future because schools is this nation's backbone.
All right. That's very good grammar. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Jennifer's got it. Everybody else has got it. You have it. Here's the last clue.
Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
I didn't see the movie, and I don't normally like this guy, but there were a couple of good lines.
Because it just makes fun of how ridiculous politics are.
Right. 888-302-3684. It's the name of the movie for the prize. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
All right, 888-302-3684 for the identity of the movie. Meanwhile, Chucker has news on Bruce Willis, who's got to be kicking himself at this point. I wonder if there's a makeup here so he can get into it. Do you think there's a chance for a makeup with these guys?
Who knows? But in a recent interview, Bruce Willis says he is tired of making action movies. That's okay, Bruce. We're tired of watching them. And you're not forgiven for Die Hard 5. I can never forgive him for doing such a mediocre sequel to one of the great action films of all time. I mean, his bowing out of the Expendables because he wanted $4 million instead of $3 million for 4 days' work is pretty insane. But one other bit of news, so that's, speaking of Expendables, Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro are currently filming a comedy titled Grudge Match. The two will play two retired boxers in their 60s who step back in the ring one more time. The hook here. De Niro played Jake LaMotta, a Raging Bull, Stallone, obviously Rocky in the Rocky franchise. So it's an interesting concept.
All right. Brandon, what's the name of the movie?
The Candidates.
JJ, what's the name of the movie? JJ. Michael, you got the other side up? The election. You both, they're not close enough, right?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.